Do you want to discover the path to find your peace, love, purpose, and happiness? Then get ready for a time of healing radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I join Dr. Pat every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and help you, the listeners, understand the journey of your own healing to enlightenment. Learn about the buried gifts within us all and explore body, mind, and spirit through the show's unique blending of spirit and earth. Get in touch with the deeper purpose within as I share the story and tools needed to enhance and enrich your life. Ignite your sacred fusion power and unveil the authentic you on A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, now.
And that is Felice Diana. I'm Dr. Pat. Felice, my goodness. Boy, I'll tell you, what a lesson life gets to be some days, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Well, you know, part of this too is let's just have a talk. I mean, here you are. You're the host of A Time of Healing Radio. But you're also someone that when we look at the world and what we're called to do, you know, it's step into the world of healing and helping, looking at those that are within us, and the body of work that you do is to do that. You know, sacred fusion power is something that you have created in a way to help people get back to their true nature, to remember what that is. And sometimes we have to go through challenges for that to happen. You know, today, one of the things that we're talking about is what does it mean to step in to your personal power? Tell me about this particular topic and why this topic is so near and dear to your heart.
Well, I wasn't well myself, and really by using my personal power, I got everything taken care of. When doctors were totally ignoring me, but my intuition, my body was telling me there was a problem and it needed to be taken care of. And they were putting it down to this, that, and the other, and giving me medication for things that I didn't really feel was the problem. And so I stepped into my personal power. I lived by what I knew and felt to be true for me. And it got sorted out. And there was indeed a potential problem. And it could have been a big problem if it would have been left. So I feel lucky, and I feel that listening and stepping into that personal power is very, very important for us to live a wise and a healthy life.
But in the scheme of things and in looking at this, is we get life experiences happen to us and we get another awakening.
Yes.
And I think that's part of what we're talking about today. You know, something happens in our personal lives and we learn that there's something else to learn. But then also, don't you realize in the journey of this, Felice, that it isn't just about learning this, it's about sharing this with people, because I think every one of us runs the risk of not tapping in to that personal power.
Oh,
in
absolutely.
So many ways, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
How did that bring out the best of you?
I realized I lived, I think the best of me was because it's living by your values. When we're all given this gift of personal power, it's learning to use it and understanding what it is. So, you know, we're all given these gifts to feel, to think, to sense, to reason, to choose, and to know. But it's very important for us to know our values, our core values, who we are, as these guide us through life and really in every decision we make. And it's very easy for us to lose it, to lose the values, because we can lose it in childhood. You know, if we have very domineering or narcissistic parents, we kind of learn to feel, in order to feel loved, we have to please them. And that sometimes means compromising our deep core values. And so it's very easy to not use your personal power. You can lose it in very many ways. You know, you give it away and it's a slow process. You don't even sometimes realize you're giving it away. But just by what you do, you have to really know who you are. It's very, very important in order to really use your personal power.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's interesting? It's a feeling. And let's talk about the feeling. I think you and I both have been through experiences where we have been in situations where we have felt powerless. And let's talk about health for a minute, because after all, this is a body of work you do, which is, you know, helping folks heal and the healing energy of that. But the thing I wanted to really mention to you and talk with you about is the idea that we step into the realm of that. What I mean is we step into the realm of an illness or, and it doesn't have to be physical.
No.
It could be a mental, it could be emotional.
Yes.
Right. It could be any or all of those things. And what happens is we think at some point in time that we've got it. Like, I've got this, right? I've got this covered, right? And we don't.
Right.
We don't have it covered. And so that puts us into a place of hopelessness. Yes. And let's talk about that from your perspective, because, you know, that's not a natural state for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at us as a species, for example. You know, if we were innately meant to be helpless and hopeless, I don't think we'd be around at all.
No.
I don't think we'd be here. So what is it about tapping into that inner power that is so important right now for us to look at, especially given your recent journey?
Right. Well, for me, what I learned in my journey is that we're separate in some ways. We're all one, but we're actually separate. And what I learned for myself was that I must allow, whether it be my child, my husband, a partner, you must allow the person to have their own experience. Your experience is your experience, but you can't kind of fix their experience. Their experience is for them to have, because when they have their own, they learn from it. This is the way we learn. And I learned that if my husband is experiencing something in his journey, then although I can kind of recognize it and empathize in some way with it, I don't have to have that exact same experience. And so I have to have my experience in it, and he can't fix it mine, and I can't really fix his. And so we have to learn to be part of somebody's journey because we care about them and we want to support them on the journey.
Right.
But we're really not that journey ourselves. It's hard to actually come to terms with the fact that your journey has kind of overlapped with theirs, but it's not your journey.
Right. And you know, part of this is looking at how to create those healthy boundaries around this. Because, you know, part of healthy boundaries is, you know, important for a lot of reasons. One, it's important for if you're empathic, meaning if you are catching up on somebody else's, how should I say it? If you are tapping in to somebody else's energy or really picking somebody else's pain, and that is really an issue. But this idea that you're talking about and bring it to the forefront is to really look at what personal power is and what does it do for us. Let's have you talk about that, because personal power has a goal.
Yes. And I believe its goal is to be able to manage your own thoughts and emotions without being knocked off your personal center, even in the midst of very difficult circumstances. That, for me, is a very big thing to stay on center. Because if I can stay on my center, I can stay in a more positive place. I'm much more helpful to the people who need it. And I'm much more at peace within myself. And I kind of stay on my journey rather than transferring onto somebody else's journey, which is easy for me because I am a bit empathic, you see. Yeah. So it's easy for me to fall into that role.
Yeah. And when we fall into that role, there's a consequence to it. Mm-hmm. And the consequence that there is to it takes us on a journey of whether or not we're actually able to take care of ourselves.
Correct.
At all. And I mean at all. When yes. when we come back, we're going to talking with Felice about what is it when we do give without even knowing that we have depleted our personal power on any given day. And we're going to talk later on in the show. Now that you let it go, how are you going to get it back? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In the morning fun when no one will be drinking any more wine, I'll wake the sun up by giving him a fresh air.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
I can wait for fate to bring around to me any part of my tomorrow, tomorrow.
Wow, everybody, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You know, one of the things I want to say to everybody, you're listening to A Time of Healing Radio, and I get to do this show with Felice Deanna. Felice, before we continue, please let folks know how they can find out more about me, about you, and about what you do. You know, your healing services, yes, et cetera.
Okay, so you can go to atimeofhealing.com and you can find the website. You can go to my Facebook page, which is A Time of Healing. You can call me on 520-576-3942. And please follow me on Facebook and give me some feedback. I'd really enjoy that.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Look, we're talking about personal power. And so part of talking about personal power is to really talk about what happens when we realize we've lost it. A lot of times we don't appreciate, Felice, what that is or what that means until it's gone.
Yes.
And it is through the discomfort of our own discontent that we are literally brought to a new place of awakening. And then the journey begins to understand. And then finally, if you're so lucky, to really make some changes.
Yes.
But what does losing your personal power look like? And what's your experience with it?
Okay, so I think if you're a people pleaser, you're going to lose your personal power. If you allow yourself to be in toxic relationships, you're going to lose your personal power. There are so many people who are abusers, they will take your personal power gladly. So if you always have a reason why you can't be happy in your circumstances, that there's always something going on that's wrong, then you're going to give away your personal power to some outside influence that might not come in, like, if only I had more money, or if only I lived here. You're never going to be happy, and you're just giving away your personal power. If you allow yourself to be manipulated, you're going to give away your personal power. If you give yourself a lot of negative self-talk, you're going to lose your personal power. If you doubt yourselves, constantly doubting yourself, you will lose your personal power. If you are avoiding action, if you procrastinate, you will lose your personal power. If you always feel a victim, you'll be giving your power to somebody else. And if you can't value, accept and love yourself without having to be perfect, you will lose your personal power. I mean, there are many ways that you will lose your personal power. You will lose your personal power even when you feel you are helping others, if you take on their problems and try and solve it for them.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, that takes some discipline right there.
Yes, yes. You will definitely lose your personal power. Not only your personal power, but your body will start to feel it, especially as you take on more and more of their energy. And especially if you're that kind of person, you know, you talk about if you're very open, you know, the more open you are, the more giving you are, the more you'll lose your personal power. And so it's a kind of balance as to you want to remain helpful to others, but you also want to maintain yourself and stay within your own energy to maintain your own personal power. And I found that for myself because, as you know, I've been on this journey with my husband, who is an amazing man And, you know, he was diagnosed with multiple myeloma and he's doing well. But, you know, for me, I realized my journey was very different from his. But yet, I think I stepped so much into his journey with him.
Yeah.
Not that he asked me to, but I just did it. And it started to affect my journey and me personally, physically, it started to affect me. And I realized over the last couple of months that I needed, as hard as it was for me, to kind of separate myself somewhat so that I could be very helpful to him, but I could still stay on my own journey within my own energy field without linking too much into his energy field and feeling like I had to sort his journey. And what I've seen is that my husband, I mean, there is a reason I'm on this journey with him. I mean, to know the real reason is something I don't understand. But what I know is what I'm learning is courage. And I'm learning that from my husband because he is so amazingly courageous. And his attitude is fantastic. And I never ever thought that he would be the one teaching me courage because he is so much more courageous than me. So much more.
Yeah.
And yeah. I have a new level of this admiration for this courage. And I think it's really quite rare when we get to see this kind of courage up so close and personal.
Yeah. I mean, it's not only is it rare, but one of the things I think that happens, Felice, is that I think you're a little unusual in that you realize through your own experience that you're getting something quite powerful.
Very powerful, yes.
Quite powerful. And, you know, how often in life do we have opportunities like that, which aren't always the easiest to go through? And in this case, what you're describing is not the easiest to go through. You know, gut-wrenching might be an understatement for it. And we don't think that, you know, as partners in an event, that there is something here to learn or something to understand. Yet sometimes we're really at the mercy of learning vicariously, either through another or in this case, by learning in a way that transforms you both.
Yes.
In a way more powerful than you can transform each other. I mean, you know, watching a loved one, and I'm just going to say in general, not specifically for you, but watching a loved one suffer is one of the most, how should I say it, traumatizing and transformative event you could watch. Anybody that has ever watched a child, for example, you know, go through trauma, or a loved one, or a husband, or a spouse, or a friend. And yet, sometimes we don't make sense of it. It's hard to make sense of it. I think if you look back without your own experience, do you think you would be reflecting upon this in the same way?
No, most likely not. I think it's been, it's almost as if, I mean, and it's hard for me to actually put this into words in a way that I can say, well, this is the way it is. But it is the truth for me. It's my truth, is that I've seen how it's almost as if I've been learning about myself my whole life. And I've come to this point where I thought my learning of anything really deep and big was over, and yet here it is. And I think it's deeper and larger than almost anything I've had. It's so enormous for me. And yet, because of who my husband is, he makes it easier in so many ways for me than I could have made it for myself.
Right, right, yeah.
It's really unbelievable. And I really feel that I'm seeing him at this deep soul level, that our relationship is now a relationship of soul to soul.
Mm-hmm.
And it's profound in so many ways. And it's a love that is that surpasses what we usually call love. It's a love that's it's unconditional.
Right.
It's unconditional.
Mm. And I think that one of the things we'll talk about when we come back is that, with that being said, it's a strengthening that endures, but more importantly, it must have an effect on your own development, personal growth, and your own personal power. Let's take a short break, Felice. When we come back, what we're going to talk about is, in the journey, in that journey, how does our personal power perhaps suddenly reappear? Or do we have to make a case for it? Do we have to make a case to ourselves to see if we're worthy enough of personal power? Yep, mm-hmm. I said that. Mm-hmm. Worthy enough. Mm-hmm. Having personal power without shame.
Yes.
Can we do it?
Yes.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
My hand out and ask for something free. I got pride I could roll up for miles in front of me. I don't need your help.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
I need you to lower the bar for me. I know I'm superwoman. I know I'm strong. I know I've got this because I've had it all along. I'm phenomenal.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Look, one of the things that I love is that, you know, we go through this life and things happen. The question is, what do we do with it? You know, I know that for me, I have a way to look back at my life now that I didn't have before. And, you know, these 15 years of doing the Dr. Pat Show and crust busting, of course, has taught me a few things, but I've learned so much from the people that have joined me. And I know you all have done the same. But one of the things that I will say is an ongoing check in, check out, make sure you got it. If you don't, figure out how to get it back. And that is personal power. Mm-hmm. Cannot say enough about it. And Felice has taken this on. And it's interesting because Julia Griffin, who was on before you, also she talked about the power of the, you know, inner power. And now here we're talking about personal power, and both of these two things really go hand in hand. But personal power has consequences in the outside world. So does in the inner power. But this particular thing is noticed by others, right?
You know,
there's a sense of what goes on within inside of us that is not recognizable to the outside world. But loss of personal power is. It's recognized by our friends, our family. You know, we feel it in our sense, ourselves. It can also make us very, very sick inside.
Yes.
Now, you are talking about yourself and what you learned, of course, in your journey with Larry, but there's a really key question in all of this. Getting it back.
Yes.
You know, I've heard more stories, Felice, of how hard it is to get it back. I know that there is the work that you do to help people do it. And before you take on that question, how can people find out about you?
Okay, so they need to go to atimeofhealing.com. That's a website. You can read about me. You can call me on 520-576-3942. You can find me on Facebook, A Time of Healing. And of course, you can find me on the radio show. And I welcome people to call me and follow me on Facebook. Give me feedback on things that you would like to know. Ask me questions. I'm always looking forward to having a dialogue with people.
Awesome. Okay. Getting it back. Getting it back. Mm-hmm. Regaining that personal power. Yep. That's what I'm talking about. All right. I want to ask you this question. Losing it is a journey.
Yes.
Getting it back is like climbing Mount Everest, Felice.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know. I'm projecting now. I'm giving you a projection.
Well, yours was like, right. It is, for some people, it's very, very difficult because they've been giving their power away all their life. You know, they gave it away as a kid, and it's very hard to find yourself. And I think you begin by, it usually begins by, as you said, getting very uncomfortable in yourself. You know, it's almost like there's a fight going on with you because you're a certain way, but you're not happy you're that way. And there's an inner voice and it's screaming. Sometimes it gets to the stage of like a volcano ready to erupt, and people get really sick, physically sick, emotionally sick, mentally sick. And getting it back is a journey. And for some people, it's easier than for others. It depends on how you've lost it. The first step is you have to find yourself. Your values are extremely important to you. Your inner core values. And these are the things, I think, that we trade, which we shouldn't, but we trade them in order to feel loved, or we want a relationship and we see warning signs in the relationship, but we give into it, we compromise ourselves, and consequently, we lose our personal power. And I think for people who are the givers of the world, it's very easy for them to lose their power because the takers will take it without a problem. And not even feel guilty about it. I mean, they don't feel guilt about it. They just take it. Because takers don't really have boundaries. givers have to have boundaries.
Yeah.
Very clear boundaries. And takers zone into givers. They will spot you a mile off. I mean, I know for me, I could be in the middle of an airport and somebody will zone into me and tell me all their problems. And so I've learned over the years to really have clear boundaries. Now, I think with my husband's illness, my boundaries were fuzzier because, you know, I cared and loved him a great deal and I wanted to, my heart bled for him. You know, as you said, it's heart-wrenching. And so I almost fused myself into this journey. And for a while, it was okay until it began to give me a problem physically. And it was a combination of things. So I saw very clearly that the only way I could remain as a good giver on this journey was I needed to separate a little bit so that I could stay in my own energy and on my journey, as well as supporting him on his journey. And this is how I began to regain my own personal power. And it took me really to feel quite ill in order to do that, because I felt he had something much bigger than I had, and therefore I must give it to him, and I didn't need much for myself. And I realized that I needed to give some more to myself, because without doing that, I couldn't really be much use to him.
Yeah. Yeah. But when you think about that, I just want everybody to know we're talking about it after the fact, right? Meaning, you know, this is really an enormous opportunity that happened for both of you to take a journey together that neither one of you could have predicted.
Right.
Yeah. And so, when we look back at that, right, there had to be points in time for yourself, Felice, and this is the way that I'm hearing it, where your own experience with the doctor opened up an opportunity for you to take your personal power back, right?
Yes.
Perhaps in a way that you hadn't done before.
Yes.
But more importantly, in a way so that as you move forward in the future, you hang on to it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. You're absolutely right. I had lost my personal power lifetimes ago. I lost it lifetimes, but I didn't know I'd lost it. And so when I entered into this lifetime, I was not... I was missing a part of myself. And actually, my spiritual experiences gave it me back. That was the purpose, was to give me back what I had given away, that the doctor in past lives had willingly taken from me. Mm. And he knew he'd taken it. He knew he'd taken it. And actually, it was very clear that I'd taken it back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the end result of it.
Well, and that is an end result that we carry forward to really take that message out in a bigger way. Mm-hmm. Because what we're saying about it is we're talking about an event in your life. But that event, really, and being able to take personal power back as a result of that is really something we don't talk about that often. And what I mean by that is, you know, we don't talk about what it takes to do that.
Mm.
We don't talk about it, because sometimes when we are challenged, and I mean challenged, about whether or not we should say the things we say or do the things we do, or maybe stand up for what we believe in, you know, it doesn't come without backlash. And
right.
backlash in terms of personal power and whether giving it away or having it taken away comes in the form of guilt and shame.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back, I want to talk with you about how personal power, that thing, those two words, personal power, transcends guilt and shame.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot coexist, can they?
No.
If we're standing in our personal power, then we are kicking guilt and shame to the curb.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a short break. Felice Dion is in the house. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time.
So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Feliz Deanna's in the house. We're talking about personal power. What happens when you have it, then you don't have it, then you get it back. Now what? Feliz, before we continue, let everybody know how they can find out more about you, your work, your website. And then let's kind of bring this full circle. You know, wow, personal power, I got it back. Now what?
Okay, so they can get in touch with me by going to atimeofhealing.com, by following me on Facebook, A Time of Healing, or they can call me 520-576-3942.
Awesome. Look, we've gone the circle. Mm-hmm. Lost my personal power, went on the journey to discover that I lost my personal power, then had an incident which literally forced me to face my personal power. And in that facing, I made a conscious decision. I'm taking it back.
Right.
I've taken it back. And I got to tell you, there are some times in life where you take back your personal power and it's ugly. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are not, when we realize we have lost it and then we realize that we can take it back, our behavior in taking it back may sometimes look like a little bit ugly right there. Because we're angry. We get angry.
Yes, yes, yes. And for me, you see, and that it wasn't ugly for me at all, because I think I knew myself very, very well as far as my values. So I took my personal power back, but I still kept my core values. And I always remember, it's funny that you talk like this, because I always remember one woman that I consulted at the time when I knew little about what had actually happened to me. I didn't really understand it very much. And she said to me, oh, I'm going to have to watch you, what you do. And I think she was talking about just the thing that you've said, that people start behaving in an ugly manner. But for me, it wasn't like that. I stayed within my core values. There was part of me that was very, very solid. So I just embraced the power that I had taken back once I realized, you know, I'd been given something here. I suddenly had much more, I would say, a healthy drive.
Yeah.
I became much more wanting to be, and I was independent. I mean, I don't want you to think like everything I did, I only did with my husband and everything else, but to a large degree, you know, I never went away without him. I never did anything in that way without him. I started to do things on my own, which actually takes a lot of courage. I mean, it was difficult. It wasn't easy. It was difficult, but I was taking it back no matter what. I mean, I was determined. It takes determination, your will, to regain your personal power.
It does. And dealing with the emotional backlash from it all.
Yes.
And what I mean by the emotional backlash from it all, I'm saying that when you realize that something like loss of personal power has happened.
Yes.
Your immediate go-to could be blame. Mm-hmm. Right? Number one.
Yes.
Anger.
Yeah. Yes.
Frustration. Mm-hmm. Complete emotional distress. Mm-hmm. Right? Because what you realize is, and then self and this is the hardest part. We beat ourselves up. How could I have ever let that happen to me?
I know. Yes, yes.
How for like the last 30 years of my life?
Right.
And then we create a story which leads us to victimhood. And victimhood is not taking our personal power back.
No, it isn't.
Right.
It isn't.
Right.
And you have to look, and I think you have to be in acceptance that maybe it's taken you this time to get it. You know, that you, it wasn't possible for you to get it earlier, to get it back in any way. Because for me, I mean, mine was somebody I didn't even know. It had been somebody from past lives who had taken it. And yet, for whatever reason, I was brought to them in order to regain it. Now was the time when I needed to get it back. Because without that spiritual guidance, without that total guidance to this person, how I would never have met them. And it came about in such a miraculous, kind of incredible, brilliant way. And that's what it was all about. It was giving me back the parts of, I think, in every lifetime, our souls lose some personal power to another soul.
That's right.
And we have to get it back. And we meet up with them. I mean, it just happened. And here I was, this man who never set eyes on in my life before, have nothing to do with now. He had taken my personal power. He'd taken it many times. I think some of the times I'd willingly given it up. Last lifetime, I had not willingly given it up, but he took it. And I had to gain it back. And what's very, very interesting is he had to give something up. He did have to give something up, because I saw, as I look back now, I saw what happened. Well, he told me what had happened, and he had had to lose it. He had to give it back.
Mm-hmm.
He was forced to give it back. He didn't even know he was giving it back, but he was giving it back because the spiritual world decided it was time for me to have it back.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when part of that is in our let's just call it our sphere. When part of that is in our sphere, when part of that is part of our energy and our life's journey, you know, we can raise the question of what is this doing in my place? Why do I have it? But in the end, we have to talk about, in these few minutes left, why this is so important. I mean, because outside of, you know, sharing a great experience, you know, losing personal power, and I like that we're using the term losing. Bottom line, it doesn't really go away. But we make a conscious decision to give it a back seat.
Yes.
To what we really want.
Yes, we do.
That's what we do. We make a conscious decision to give it a back seat. But in the end, and this is what I want to say and have you comment on for your personal message, the ball is in our court, isn't it?
It is. It is. At the end of the day, you know, we have to stop saying, you know, I have women come to me and they're in kind of abusive relationships and we're told, you know, you must forgiving and an abusive partner is spiritual. Do you know what? It's not spiritual, because you really have to extricate yourself from that relationship, or you have to change the way you go on in that relationship.
Yes.
First of all, you're enabling somebody and you're not teaching them anything. And perhaps by you changing, you're going to teach them something.
Absolutely.
And so we have to learn to stick to our values and not be brainwashed into these words, because you have to know your core self. You have to stick to it. You have free will. You have your will, your determination, and you have to be determined to be and live what the way that is right for you.
Thank you for listening to A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Make sure to tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and learn to open your heart and mind to your own unique sacred journey. As an enlightened mystic and healer, I heeded a call to service by sharing my gifts through my hands, intuition, words, and heart to help you, the listeners, get in touch with your deeper purpose and learn to unveil the authentic you. For more information on me, Felice Diana, and my work, visit atimeofhealingradio.com.